In the slow economy, many businesses are looking to save money by downsizing their office space. For many, the transition is seamless. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Don't know if you've noticed it, but your workplace is gradually changing. There aren't as many desks and wires around. Boston architect Daniel Peruzzi told Mass High Tech clients are making special requests in light of a down economy and changes on the business and technology fronts. He says companies are looking to save on workstations, which can cost $4,000 to $6,000 apiece. This factors in power, phone, and network cabling. Switching to a workstation with only one feed can save up to $5,000. Businesses are doing a lot of cost-cutting these days, and Peruzzi says many firms have become interested again in telecommuting. He says a lot of companies are telling their telecommuting employees they can come in and have a conversation, but they will not be working in the office and they won't have a desk. In Milford, Ohio, owners of a Remax real estate office were thinking about cost per square foot and the changing habits of realtors when they moved into a strip mall in November. Carla Shieldneck describes the space as a cozy cafe.
People that come in, they're funny. At first they go, am I in the wrong place? Was this a restaurant? And we're like, no, we actually did this way. And a lot of people that come in, they're like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. They just really... they really like it.
The space is very trendy and designed to fit the paperless and wireless atmosphere in which Shieldneck and her realtors operate.
It's got a couple booths, a couple tables, some comfy chairs, a TV, a little fireplace. It's just real comfortable for people to come and bring their customers. And then we also have coffee bar over here.
Carla and her husband Kim say realtors and other sales-based businesses should be headed this way, and if they're not, they're not with the times.
You look at the way technology is today and where it's going forward, you know, you have to realize that, you know, the days of large square footages for office space are quickly coming to an end. You know, in the old days, you'd have to have training departments and marketing departments. Now everything is really online. Everything's delivered via YouTube videos, clips, training clips, etc. So what that allows you to do is really, manage your square footage properly and deliver what we do best is service and support for the agents.
He says it's all about profit per square foot for every business. But office downsizing doesn't have to mean uncomfortable. This office is far from it. Agents bring their clients to sit in front of the fireplace. There, they can pull up computerized house listings on a big screen TV, or they can just sit and have coffee in a booth.
This office really is a combination between a Starbucks and a Panera Bread.
And this smaller plush office appears to suit the real estate agents just fine, who most of the time aren't here but out selling.
The water cooler effect, where, you know, agents hang out and just talk and kibitz and things like that, is pretty much over for a busy agent. I mean, these folks are busy. They want to come in, they want to get their business conducted, and they want to go back out to write more business.
Basically, most of the agents are just not here. They're out and about. They might have an assistant that's working in the office, but if they're in the office, they're not out selling.
Carla remembers what her old office was like, and after seeing a Remax video on an East Coast office, which had made the switch, decided it was for her.
Yeah, it's just totally shifted. It's now everybody is on the go. They have Blackberries. We have a paperless system that they can access anywhere, and our real estate software is connected also, and they can get on and see their production, their expenses, everything.
And when they do come into the office, they can have a working lunch. The booths aren't too far away, and neither is the coffee bar. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.